Implementation of Philadelphia's sweetened beverage tax, better known as the soda tax, begins on January 1st. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports that the city is ramping up to make sure every penny and a half per ounce is collected.
Revenue Commissioner Frank Breslin says they're adding staff in an effort to make sure every penny of the tax is collected beginning on January 1st.
It is important for businesses to understand that even though there is an ongoing legal challenge, they still need to comply with the existing law. The city will have strong enforcement measures in place to penalize those who are not in compliance.
Officials say any business owner who's confused about the tax or how to comply can visit a new website, phillybevtax.com. Mayor Jim Kenney says the tax is important to help pay for universal pre-K and improvements to recreation facilities and libraries, among other things. So they want to make sure distributors and those who have to pay the tax begin on the day it's implemented.
The results of the legal challenges will be what they are. We're proceeding in a legal fashion based on the law that was passed and signed by the mayor, myself, and we're moving forward. So we have no concerns about collections or the end result of the lawsuit, because we're going to win.
Anthony Campisi, spokesman for Philadelphians Against the Grocery Tax Coalition, calls the tax onerous and says it will hurt working class businesses and families by raising the tax on 1,000 beverages.
The tax is simply a money grab for the city's general fund and not a necessity for the education of our children.
The mayor went on to say that small business people who think they can avoid the tax by purchasing soda in New Jersey or outside the city are facing a $1,000 fine on every invoice where they don't pay the levy and will also have to pay the tax. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.